Welcome to PM. Queensland's Police Commissioner has been forced to address privacy complaints from a woman whose address was given to her allegedly abusive ex-husband. A police officer from the State Force gained access to a confidential database and gave the man, who is subject to domestic violence orders, details of his ex-wife's whereabouts. The policeman is still working for the service after facing an internal investigation. Our reporter Josh Robertson broke the story and he joins me. Josh, how were these details accessed and passed on?
Well, Senior Constable Neil Punchard took the address of the woman we're calling Elizabeth from the Q-Prime police database, and he passed that on via text messages to Elizabeth's former husband, who's been under a string of domestic violence orders. And the messages sent by Senior Constable Punchard suggested that he intimidate his wife by saying, for example, "Just tell her you know where she lives and leave it at that. Lol, she will flip." Now, an internal police investigation upheld Elizabeth's allegations, but Senior Constable Punchard wasn't charged and he only faced unknown disciplinary action. And so a year on from the investigation, Elizabeth says she's still looking over her shoulder.
"Well, I now feel like my safety is more at risk because I feel like there are no consequences. I feel like Neil Punchard, the officer who gave out my personal details, has immunity. There is no consequence for him. He can simply give out someone's private details and there are no consequences for him. It's wrong."
That's the woman that we're calling Elizabeth. So, Josh, how has the police commissioner dealt with this?
Well, there was criticism from the Crime and Corruption Commission, the police watchdog here in Queensland, over the level of information that police gave to Elizabeth to explain the outcome of the investigation into her complaint. That criticism prompted Ian Stewart, the Queensland Police Commissioner, last month to offer to meet the woman. Here's what he said at a media conference at the time.
"I'm certainly happy to talk to that lady personally again if that would help her, but the matter has been finalised and she's been advised of that outcome."
But Stewart's office last week were contacted by Elizabeth and effectively fobbed her off after she said that she was going to try to take the commissioner up on his offer of meeting her. She was told the matter is now closed. After we reported this, that Stewart had abandoned his offer to meet her today, the commissioner rang and apologised to the victim, and he is again promising to meet and discuss her concerns about the lack of penalties given to the officer. And however, it remains in the meantime a mystery how an officer who's found to have committed a grave privacy breach, which routinely in other cases results in criminal charges against serving officers, how this officer remains in the force, Linda.
Okay, thanks very much for that, Josh. Josh Robertson, our reporter in Brisbane.